neutral zone forecheck, face-off plays, things we're looking for there, D-zone coverage. So we wanted to make sure we emphasized those and just got in habits of trying to execute those systems. So we put emphasis on that. And then obviously just the intensity, it's a little like pace, but just short hard shifts and puck movement. We wanted the puck moved forward. You know, we wanted to try to advance the puck as quick as we can, even if guys 5 feet in front of you, give it to them and go and try to get open. So it might skew it a little bit, but not entirely, because we have 25 returning players. So we understand how they play the game. So it's more to just take a peek at the freshmen and see how they do.
Well, you're talking about systems, too. The defense knows what the offense is doing a lot of the time. Do guys right. Do Joe Sean and Tyler Shalas, do they have any ability or not ability, but any leeway from you to change things up at all a little bit? Or
not really. No. And they're there just more to, individual things. Like if we see a player that maybe held on to the puck too long, hey, you know, here's what we'd like you to do, move it ahead, then go, give and go a little bit more and trying to beat so many guys. Just little things like that. We try to stick within our systems, and I thought we did for the most part, but you made a good point, The black team knows what the gold team's trying to do and vice versa, so it makes it a little more difficult. I thought in the neutral zone we held on to the puck way too much, We want to try and be a quick strike team, which means when we have a turnover or we get it, we want to move it up quicker. We just seem to get it and hold and go D to D, and then by doing that you allow the other team to get set up in their defensive formation, and we want to try and be a quicker transition team.
Were you at all concerned about the giveaways? I think Team Gold had quite a few pizzas down the middle of their zone. Does that have to do with a lot of the knowing what the other team is doing?
Well, a little bit. And there are a couple, real blatant ones there. I think, and Reed won't mind me saying this. Yeah, he threw one from the boards there up the middle right onto one of the other the other team's tape. And the guy, I think Patan walked in all alone, blew it over the net, and then I think Neville got stripped a little, and Baltus went in all alone. So, yes and no. I mean, like Mike Neville, he's a prime example of a guy. He only knows how to play one way, and that's, all the way, full throttle open. And, here's a game where, you can't hit, and it does take away from his effectiveness a little bit. And it just that, it's a fine line. It's just a little bit of that edge that if you don't have it, then, you're just average. And in all fairness to him, we told him to back off. And he had a good game, but you're going to see a lot better game out of Mike.
Next question for Coach. What are the strengths of new assistant coach Gary Shuchuk?
Oh, that's a good question. Gary, unfortunately, wasn't there. He's out recruiting. He's on about a 10-day bender recruiting right now. So he's been to British Columbia and then headed over to Alberta. So, but he's all around. He's a real good coach. I've seen him on the ice work with players. And we're in the teaching business, and he's a real good teacher. He understands the game. He's played the game for a long time. He's been a champion at a lot of different levels. He's been a captain. So, but he understands it. So he's first and foremost going to be a real good teacher. Like, he's going to be able to work mainly with our forwards and work on some individual things with them. So that's why we got to get him back around. He'll be back in town late tonight, and then he'll start working with our guys on that. Secondly, obviously recruiting, and he's recruiting some good players at the former school he is at, Wisconsin, and they had a tough year last year, but when you look at some of the players that he recruited and they coached, they were unbelievable. So but he's going to be able to, get into some areas, in Alberta and Edmonton. He's from Edmonton, so hopefully he can get into Alberta a little bit more. We'd like to get in there and pick a couple players off. So, but he's just going to be a good all-around coach and a great ambassador for our program.
You did that for so long, Coach, with the assistant coaching and recruiting. Is it tough, even in an intra-squad game, to miss these games? I mean, do you sit there and think, oh, I wish I was there, or is it just, I know it's part of your job, but is it a tough thing?
Well, it is, because you're anxious to see how everybody's performing, and here is our first chance to see guys in a game-like situation, and he's not there. And especially for a new coach, you're trying to get to know the players and understand how they play and what type of player they are, and you're not there. So it'll be a great opportunity this weekend. Gary will be here and see two good games and get a feel for our players and what we're trying to do. But it's tough, yeah. And then when the season starts, our recruiting is not limited to, a couple months. It's basically 12 months a year. So, we miss, as assistant coaches, you miss a lot of games on the road. When the team's on the road, usually one of the assistants will go recruiting. So that's the hardest part, is wondering how someone played. And like I mentioned this before, you ask the player and he says, oh, I thought he played okay. You ask the head coach, oh, he wasn't very good. You know, then you ask one of the assistant coach and he says, oh, he was great. You know, so it's just, you know, and this poor assistant comes back and you don't know what to think. But I usually ask them to watch the game so you get a feel, even if you're not there. If you're on the road, try to fast hockey it, go back and watch it, you know, sometime during the day because you have a lot of downtime during the day when you're recruiting, or, you know, when you get home, watch your games, just so you can get a feel for who's doing what and how they're playing.
Next question for Coach, what can we expect to see from Northern Michigan in a few weeks?
Well, they'll be one of the most improved teams in our league. You know, they had some injury issues last year, and first and foremost with Matthias Dahlstrom, their goaltender, and we all know, you know, he's an outstanding goalie. So I think, you know, if he's healthy, they're as good as anybody in the league. And, you know, they've done a nice job recruiting. They've replaced some players. You know, they lost some good players, but I think when you look at their forwards, they've got a good bunch of forwards, you know, and I've known Dominic Schein for a long time, played with my son. He's a good hockey player, and he had some injury problems last year. So I think him being healthy, and Darren Nowick, little small forward but quick, Mashmeyer in defense. They've got a good team. It's going to be – those will be intense games like they always are. It doesn't matter who's ranked where or what's going on. But I see them as one of the most improved teams in our league.
Speaking of Brock, he scored a goal in their exhibition game against the under-18 team. 4-0 they won down at the Barry Event Center.
So. Yeah, and we watched some of that game after our inner squad. We turned it on, and with the new streaming, looks like it's going to be real good. So just based on the games that we saw yesterday and the day before, I was watching some of it. So, yeah, they look good. They look good, and that's a good win against a pretty good hockey team for Northern.
Northern Michigan coming up in just a couple of weeks, too. And do you like the fact that it's early in the season for that first
one? I do. I like the way the schedule is. You get them fairly early, you know, to get us going. It's always gets you off to a good start and draws some attention to the rivalry right off the bat, and then signifying, you know, hey, we're off and rolling, and then we get them the last, you know. I don't know if I'd like to play them the last series before playoffs because it's so intense, but at the same time, it's good. Whenever you play Northern, it's good. I mean, Walt and I, just kid, we could play 8 times. We think it'd be great, you know, it's great for the fans. You know, it's hard on the coaches, but it's a good rivalry, and it's an intense rivalry.
Next question, Coach, are your thoughts after the inter-squad game on how we're going to be down the middle at the center position?
Well, I think we're going to be good. I don't know if people realize, but we had C.J. Ike playing center. You know, C.J. played center in junior hockey, so obviously he's come here and played the wing. But we're looking at him in the middle right now just because of his speed and his defensive awareness. Excuse me, right now. And I thought he had a good game. I think he's looked good at center. So whether stays there or not, who knows. But, you know, you got Dylan Stamen, you got Mike Neville. You know, they're coming into their own now. I mean, two real good players, two good two-way players. And then we have some young guys like Blacklock and Evan Anderson that are trying to, you know, find a spot in the middle. They're both center icemen, so we'll see how it goes. But we think we have a lot of bodies that can play center. Hopefully, you know, that won't be an issue.
For C.J. Ike, if he does play center, does that allow us to show off his skating ability a little bit more? Because usually in center there is more skating.
Is more skating, yeah. You have a tendency to jump up in the play more. And in our system, our centers do most of the work down low defensively. Mm-hmm. And from that scrum or down low, if you can beat your guy back to the net, you know, it's a 200-foot race, and who would you rather have racing against anybody than C.J. Ike? So we think it's going to create some speed through the middle for us, and you know, he's good on faceoffs, he's defensively responsible, he understands our systems and what's going on. So if he stays there, I think he'll do a great job.
Are you expecting him to score more, Coach?
Yes. Not a lot more, but, you know, I've always told CJ, you know, he scores goals in practice, and then you see him in the game, like Bemidji walks in on the breakaway and goes top shelf, and he's just got to expect to score more. You know, I think that's the one thing, and I've told him, you know, hey, we're not holding you down here. You can score as many goals as you want, and try to, you know, don't limit yourself to just being in a role player. Try to, you know, push yourself and get out of your comfort level and become a, you know, more of a goal scorer. And he's going to get opportunities because of his speed, and I think he's got some natural scoring ability, but he's just got to believe that in his own mind.
All right, we'll take a break. Feel free to send more questions in. It is DJ@themix93.com, DJ@themix93.com. More of the Mel Pearson Show continues after these here on Mix 93.
Pizza is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The Library's original pizza sauce and some of your old favorites, such as the Pig Pie, Tuscan Italian, Greek Pizza, and...